Case number 2075, filed on behalf of Burton's Pond LLC, Burton's Pond, Section 2.
So this is a conditional use application that the county council heard back in June of last year. There were several questions. Most of that information has been provided. I think the most recent one was if the county could require or determine when the signal would be installed, and I believe Mr. Moore has a response for that.
Yes, and it is not in our jurisdiction for the placement of lights or the timing of placement of those. In this case, I think that maybe the timing work act of what some of the council persons talked about, but if you decide to do it, do not use that as precedence because of just the circumstance in this case. But we do not have jurisdiction. We cannot tell DLDOT that they've got to do it a certain time or the developer because the developer places their funds in, and it's up to DLDOT to tell them when.
Any questions from council? Mr. Cole?
I mean, is it something we could attempt to do, Mr. Moore, with any kind of wording that you think that could be applied here? Because talking to a traffic engineer in the private sector, he told me that there are already indicators that say that intersection, even before this development gets built, there's indicators stating that it warrants a light and stuff like, and again, I don't know, but I think it's time that, you know, again, we're always pointed at as part of the problem, and maybe part of the solution could be something to state that when a developer's willing to pay for a light, and there is indicators that DLDOT uses justifying it, that we ought to
forget it.
Try to get it. And it is a very, they're going to realign the road, right? And that realignment, that's, you know, to get in the developer's paying for the realignment, if I'm not mistaken, correct? I believe, right?
Yeah.
I believe so.
So there's, I mean, why wouldn't we, you know, do all that at one time? And I would just like to, you know, if it's possible, I know what you're saying, I understand fully what you're saying, but I don't think this is something we'll ever get sued by because the developer has indicated he would be willing to do it, and it would be DLDOT. The onus will be on DLDOT, who complains all the time about the development of the county's doing. Anyway, we're trying to respond to concerns, and I think I'd love to see it included if it's a possibility.
As I indicated, anecdotally, it may just work out on this case due to the fact that the developer was willing to do it, and just from what timelines look like with DLDOT. But I would not want you to use this if you decide to do something on this specific case.
I think we can get away with it every time, is what you're saying.
No, do not think of that as precedent, and that you should start trying to tell DLDOT when they've got to do something, how they have to do it, and holding up something based on a condition.
Anything else, Mr. Burton?
I agree with George and Everett that we. There are certain times that you might have the opportunity to include this in the motion, and other times you won't. I think we should give it a shot because of the amount of work that is going to go into the alignment of this intersection with Sloan Road and Holly Mount. I would say we give it a try. And see what happens.
Is there an opportunity to come up with some wording now, or would you rather, Mr. Moore, maybe we defer one more week so you could address this with...
I think that if you attempted to do this, we could do the language, go ahead and make a motion. I think maybe Mr. Burton was prepared,
okay.
Was planning to do that.
Okay,
so we would do the short title just like we do. He can make a motion, and it can get voted up or down, whether he wanted to amend it accordingly.
All No, that's, I'd love to hear what Mr. Burton has to say.
You're talking about a motion to approve the, I mean, we're going to start the process, you know, of the person whose district it's in is going to make the motions. So that means that's Mr. Cole's district, isn't it?
That is correct.
Okay, well, just give, if...
We're going to make a motion to...
Amend.
Amend.
Okay.
Okay, let's just do that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Moore, your short title.
Yes. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a multifamily 100 townhouse units to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 30.95 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 13 with conditions 14A through S.
Am I care to amend this? Amend it, Mr.
I would
Burton.
Like to amend two okay. of the motions,
sure.
right? Two of the
conditions.
I don't. The,
we'll do one at a time.
All right. The first one I think is 14A, and I would say that the amendment would read the relocation and improvements to Sloan Road, Route 24, and Holly Mount Road to include a traffic signal located at the new intersection of Sloan 24 and Holly Mount to be completed within the first phase of the development.
A second.
And you're doing that as
I'm just
14A?
I don't have
it. Calls for no more than 100 townhouses?
No.
I think that was in F.
F, 14F.
14F, okay.
All interests. Okay, would be added to F? Additional language to F, not replacing
yes.
F.
Right.
Additional.
Right.
Okay. That was your motion?
That's the motion.
I'll second it.
So how many cars are going to use that first phase?
I have no idea.
Well, that's, we already know, because there's going to be a lot of cars using it, and they definitely should go too late.
Well, that's what we're doing.
You said first phase, or be done by first phase. So if how many is going to be using the first phase? 500? 100? 150?
I don't know.
50 or 25 or what? 10?
Again,
the answer is he doesn't know, sir.
I don't know.
Well, that's a question, isn't it?
Okay.
That is a good question. We'll get back to you later on.
If we're going to ask first, we're going to have done first phase, we should have a certain amount of cars going to use that road. We've got to put on so many cars, we've got to use this road, use this lane.
No, we're just.
Don't think so?
No, because it's several steps, right? It's they got to align Sloan Road so that it lines up with Holly Mount. Right. When they get that done and they begin their first phase of development in the Burton's Pond 2, when the road and the development gets underway, then the light will be installed.
That I understand. I understand about putting the road, fix the road first, but putting the light in before they even use, before they get using it very much is probably a bad idea. Might have to go back to what the road State Highway wants to do.
Well, it's a dice roll on that.
Any more questions on the motion?
No.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Five yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
I got reading the planning and zoning recommendations, and I agree with all of them, with the exception of the hours on Saturday. I think to have them stop it 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when what we really want to do is get this project done. I just don't, unless that was proffered by the application, I'd rather see them. I think all the other construction places that we have, they stop at 5 on Saturday. I don't know why it was placed at 3, but
you're talking
it
about,
was at
you're
one
talking
one
about
Q.
Q. Well, it actually stops at 1 on Saturday.
Right.
And yet you want to go to what, 5?
5. I that stopping at 1 doesn't it just, I don't know if that makes sense to me from a business side of trying to get construction work done. I just,
well, the if the market is, you know, slows up again, it may take years, so that another people living in the area may see this drawn out, not quickly but lengthy, and I just know people who have summer residents, and even people who worked all week, they want a little peace. And most of my complaints are hours of operation. We let them to start too early, and a lot of these resident, you know, but existing residential areas, and this does impact just not a lot of people, but it does have a handful of homes that back up to it, and I don't probably have any heartburn with it, but...
I just think, one, you get everybody to the site.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They go to lunch and they go home.
And they go to lunch and go home. I can't, that doesn't make sense to me. And it would make sense if you said, let's get the trucks. There's so much truck traffic. Well, the trucks are going to, everybody's going to get to the site. Mm-hmm. And so really that part of the traffic issue is relieved because they're already there. I don't see why turning them around at 1 o'clock in the afternoon is...
So your motion is to amend Q to change the hours on Saturday from the hours of 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., change that to 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
5 p.m.
Okay. Do I have a second for that?
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on that amendment?
To Mr. Burton's point, was it proffered by the applicant? Where'd that 1 o'clock come from?
I'm going to guess that came from Planning Commission. Typically, hours come from Planning Commission. I don't remember off the top of my head.
That's the biggest complaint we get on hours of operation, especially okay. The beach area.
Any more?
But I guess.
No, it doesn't matter.
A
vote's a vote. We'll vote. It's fine with
it. We're going to take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote no.
Although yes, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, will you read a short title and the...
Yes. And thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR, medium density residential district, for a multifamily 100 townhouse units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 30.95 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 13, with conditions 14A through S as amended by this council.
I'll make a motion. We adopt the ordinance as amended.
Second.
Mr. Burton seconds. Any questions on that?
To reconfirm, I think it's point number, let me find it again. I had it. Number 8, just talking about the density. The density for this is 3.23. Is that accurate? That's the permissible.
That would be what is permissible by code today.
What is the density of the project as presented?
100 what divided by what, 13? Is that what it is, 13 point something acres?
But it's an MR zoned.
Yeah, it's zoned 4 units to the acre. Yeah. So, unfortunately, it got zoned that way years ago.
I'll stick what it is.
It needs a calculator.
Danelle, your minutes say 3.23.
So it would be 3.23.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I just read, but the 3.3, that is what it is. It's not, that's the permissible part. That's the.
That is what is proposed. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
More questions? We'll take a vote. Mr. Cole?
I will vote yes with the amended conditions. I will just say that it is unfortunate because I think the density is an issue and 2 units to the acre would be more appropriate. And I like the idea that they are preserving that acreage in trees and everything is being developed in the cleared area. So we have done something in the environmentally sensitive developing district to preserve something that is environmentally sensitive. Those stand of trees, which I think is a
tree hugger.
I'm a tree hugger, just like Sam Wilson, and I believe it's so. I think that's a good thing. And if we are able to be successful with this condition on the traffic light, I think we've helped and made some improvements and made some progress on land use. I'll vote yes.
Thank you, sir, Mr. Arlett.
I will too, based on planning zoning's recommendation, as detailed by the record, and I also think it's a good thing that they are providing some additional housing types, which I think is important as well as we move forward. So based on the recommendation, planning and zoning, and the record, I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton?
As amended.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Burton?
I will vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendation with the amendments. And I, too, agree with George that, you know, it's zoned MR. That's the zoning that what it is. And by saving the trees, I think it could have gone the other way, and it didn't. So I think the developer is looking at trying to preserve as much of the county as we can. And I hope that the alignment of Sloan Road and the light gets done, because it's a much needed place for that. So my vote is in favor.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote with planning and zoning with recommendations or amendments.
I also agree with the comments made by Councilman Cole and Councilman Burton. I, with the conditions as amended, recommend the planning and zoning. Although yes, motion carried.
I got a question for Janelle. And before you leave, on this one issue.
Go ahead.
I know you're not going to leave, but back to this, what we just did.
As many books she got here.
There was a big emphasis on these trees being saved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now then, assure me that when it goes back to planning and zoning and through the site plan approval process, that cannot be changed. Is it, or Everett or somebody chime in, is it possible at the site plan approval process that they come in and because of something or who knows what, that they come in and start encroaching into those trees that we just used as reasons for supporting this application? What leeway do they have to make a major change? Like, can the planning and zoning?
It does indicate on J, the undisturbed forested area shall be shown on the final site plan.
Doesn't say how many acres or anything.
It does not.
No, but I'm just saying we
what it, that is a condition.
But does it, okay, but it doesn't actually cite the number. I'm just concerned that when, after we do something here, that it goes back to P&Z, that something could change. And then,
and what we do as staff is when the plan comes back in for the site plan, we will review it. We will also base it on what was approved,
mm-hmm.
And the conditions of approval. And if there's something significant, we will point that out to Planning Commission.
But they still can, like if the developer decided to take 2 or 3 acres of that woodland that is presently there and use it somehow,
they could.
Stormwater,
if Planning
could do
Commission
it.
Allows them to
That's
do
right.
that.
Yeah, that concerns me. Okay, I think the mistake we made then is maybe we should have cited the number of acres of woodland that needed to be preserved. So it concerns me that they have that flexibility.
And that's if Planning Commission allows them to do that, because I know I believe.
Well, no, I understand. I just
something about saving the woods.
I know, but we're the elected officials, and
yes.
when we need to vote on something like this, I just like it to mean something when it goes back to P&Z.
Right.
So I think I learned a lesson here.
Next, ma'am.
Okay.
You've done something if you learned that boy a lesson.
I'm always learning something, Sam. You ought to take note of that.
Next would be the change of zone 1827 for Fenwick Commons LLC. And this is also a companion with a conditional use for Fenwick Commons, conditional use 2098 for multifamily for duplexes, or just for multifamily. Planning and zoning held a public hearing. The county council held a public hearing on November 14th, and you deferred for further consideration at that point.
Tell me, refresh my memory. The properties that are on both sides and to the rear of this piece of property, how are they zoned?
Let me find a zoning map.
Are you able to pull it up on the screen?
The properties across the street are zoned MR.
Across the street, on the same
side. To
the
south and to, let's take a look. All right, that's not looking me at the moment.
Robin, can you get that up there?
No.
No? Okay.
Uh-oh. Where's our tech? Where's our technology?
Where's Dan Kramer? He knows how to get everything on it. Here comes Todd Lawson. That's why he gets the big pay here. Right, Sam?
You got it right, brother.
Now we see why we hired this young man.
He's good for 50 years. I see this. See it on the contract here.
So the surrounding properties are AR1. However, across the street is MR, and further to the south along the road is MR as well.
Would that map show if the property across the street is in the Ag District, farmland preservation?
Yeah, all that on the other side right there, yeah.
The items that just appeared in blue are the ones that are in Ag Preservation.
So point me with your arrow there where this piece of property exactly is. Which one's on that map you're showing me?
That would be that one right there.
Right there.
Okay. So did you say that it is AR1 surrounding the property or MR?
It is AR1, except for across the street there is MR, and then further south there's MR, and then the blue is Ag Preservation further down, further to the east.
The MR across the street, Everett, if I'm not mistaken, is part of the Americana Bayside project. And what they did is they shifted some of their 2 units to the acre density, eliminated it in one spot, and made the argument that they're going to give it up here.
Yeah.
And then they were asking for 4 units to the acre here, or what close to that, whatever it was. And it really didn't upset the overall density of 2 units to the acre of Americana Bayside.
Right. It allowed it.
That was
to
a trade. Yeah, right, right.
It allowed it to keep it roughly 1.9 overall in the
MR. Less than 2 years. Right.
But it was higher in that little
just that
portion.
Spot. But they eliminated something else on their site. So
yellow is MR.
Correct. Yellow is MR.
So one side of this is MR.
Correct.
And then the other two sides is AR.
Correct.
And across the street's AR.
Correct.
Okay.
In the RPCs, Americana Bayside's an RPC.
Correct.
An MR RPC?
Yes.
With a density of 1.9?
Yes.
Right. That's the confusing part. They used the MR category, but they ended up with AR zoning. So we still have basically the calculation of AR zoning throughout there. And so if you're looking for trends and the way that the market has been out there, it has been basically for many years now, emphasis has been on 2 units of the acre.
And the pink is, that's the B1, is that correct?
The pink is B1, and the reds are
commercial.
C1 or CR1. Yeah, yeah.
That was all one application, or
no, they were same, two separate
two
applications.
Separate, but same property owner or something like that, I think.
What's the orange up there, Jenna?
The orange is Ag Preservation. The orange and the blue are Ag Preservation districts.
Are the one of them for the 10-year program district only and the other one is for the easement program?
Correct. That is the difference.
Mm-hmm. Blue is 10 years.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Any more questions, council? Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title, I guess, the change of zone first.
That is correct. I will, Mr. President. Just a second, thank you. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 13.33 acres more or less for reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5.
Mr. Arlette?
Well, I would move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson.
Now, are we doing them combined, or are we doing them separately?
No, you have to do them separately.
They're always separate.
Just want to make sure.
Just change the zone.
Yep.
Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yeah, to change the zone from AR1 to the MR is what's before us right at this moment. And bottom line, it comes back down to, you know, do we want to continue what's the development as along this roadway or not, I think is what it comes down to. And I think that is the old question is do we or do we not? You know, public testimony, of course, at the county council level, obviously there is quite a lot of folks in opposition because of the traffic concerns. And truth be told, I won't disagree with the traffic concerns. You know, I think they are merit. But I will tell you also is that there's nothing in the record from DLDOT. They didn't even do a traffic study. They said it wasn't even required. Is that correct? There is
a change of zone, they typically do not. They provide information stating that based on a use, then they will determine whether or not a traffic impact study is required.
Right. So bottom line is that I think that based on the information, based on the planning and zoning's recommendation is detailed, I do think that this is an appropriate location. 54 corridor is the appropriate location, and I understand the concerns from the community, but I think that the record doesn't state regarding the traffic concerns and even the public safety concerns. If Delaware State Police or paramedics or fire service, you know, had provided some testimony, I think that would be more evidence. But there's just nothing in the evidence other than don't want any change, and I understand that. But that's why we have to make the decisions as presented and not a personal opinion. So for the record, based on the information that's been presented, I will vote in favor of.
Burton.
I will vote no on this change of zone applications for the following reasons. The purpose of an MR district is to provide for medium density residential development in an area which are expected to become generally urban in character. Contrary to the purpose of an MR district, this is not in an area that is currently or expected to become urban in character. While the MR zoning promotes the orderly growth of the county, the applicant's proposed use in a location that has seen a steady growth and overdevelopment in the recent years. The applicant's project is seeking density of 4 units to the acre, which is even greater than Americana Bayside, a very large RPC with an overall density of 1.9 to the acre. Although Americana Bayside Melson property was recently zoned to an MR-RPC with a higher density of 3.8 per acre, that density was absorbed into the entire Americana Bayside project, leaving an overall density of 1.9 units per acre, which is less than half of the applicants requested of the 4 units to the acre. Even if there are higher density projects in or near the vicinity, that is not sufficient reason to approve this project at 4 units to the acre. The higher density projects are located closer to the ocean. It is important to maintain the agricultural/residential density of 2 units per acre in the rural areas and to avoid rural sprawl. There was testimony during a public hearing from those in opposition to the project that it is an area near farming operations. The location of the proposed use will also increase existing traffic problems, causing further congestion and safety issues, which will adversely affect the neighboring properties and roadway. This area is becoming more congested, not only by increased traffic, but a greater population influx in close proximity to each other, as well as competing uses. So my vote for the change of zone is no.
Wilson.
I vote yes. For the main reason that rest of the districts they've already that small, so why should we make them smaller lots?
Cole.
I'm going to vote for P&Z.
Okay, you done?
Okay. An observation I've had from Route 20 and Route 54 westerly on 54, the predominant development is at a density of 2 units to the acre.
I think by, and we just saw it right now when we had the explanation on all that MR zone land, which is actually only developed at 1.9 units to the acre. It's been mislabeled MR, which I guess if somebody looked at that, they would think it was at least, you know, minimum 4 units to the acre. So even though the colors are up there showing MR, the density is actually AR. By changing this zone, or not changing this zone, we will be able to correct that misconception and say that county government in the past has been supportive of the AR1's densities in this area as we see this westerly flow, so that the encroaching development and the transition from the urban of the coastal area to the more rural areas. We got active agriculture in the area, and there's always a conflict with people and active agriculture. And so the more people is not better. So that's why we tend to put lesser densities in these areas. So with all the same reasons of Mr. Burton, which I thought were excellent, I will vote no also on the change of zone, because that will establish what the councils have done in the past for the future for the west of 54 at it's a more of a rural density. So that's it. Yes.
Okay.
Vote no.
I think looking at this, when you figure that Americana Bayside is less than 2 to the acre in the whole project, and that's a very lot of yellow up there, but it's basically at an AR1 density. And I guess the question is, I agree with what Mr. Burton said. I agree with what Cole said. I also would say, if you look at that, you know, do we just keep going down the road and increasing density? I mean, you got MR to the right side of it. You make this MR, next thing MR. At some point in time, it really concerns me about how much density we are allowing people to put on property. It really does. So I will, with what Mr. Cole said, what Mr. Burton said, I agree with them. I will vote no. Motion defeated. Next, Mr. Moore.
Next. The next one is an ordinance to grant, make sure I picked up the right one. Yes, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a multifamily 62 duplex unit structure to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 13.33 acres more or less. For the reasons given by planning and zoning, numbered 1 through 8 and 9A through O as conditions.
Mr. Arnett.
I would move for adoption, but question is, of course, this previous one just failed, so how does that...
You still make the motion for the adoption.
Okay. Still vote for it. Motion, Mr. Arlett. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? We'll take your vote, Mr. Arlett.
Based on previous, I'm going to go ahead and just vote no.
Mr. Burton.
Based on the previous vote, I vote no.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote no.
Mr. Cole.
I'll have to vote no because of the previous application failed to change the zone.
I'm also going to vote no. Motion defeated. Thank you, Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President.